Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is The Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. Welcome to the $12,593 blueprint, what I actually call the players, positions, and roles. This might be one of my holy grails of documentation. That's a secret file that you're getting access to. Now, the whole point of this documentation is designed to help educate players and families to just stop stressing about the result of the team, so how the game went, but to focus on what their child should be doing during the game and their respective objectives to achieve depending on their position. So that's why I said it's the player position and roles target. Now, we are going to cover from the goalkeeper all the way through to the center forward. Now, I might break this up into segments so you have an idea, but we're going to get into it. Here's a quote from Alex Morgan. You can read it yourself if you need to, no problem. And we'll get into this. Please make sure to follow and subscribe to me. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok are the same. It's Kyle C. Wilson Official. My Twitter is at the Kyle C. Wilson. Okay, now let's look at the goalkeeper, our number one. In possession is what we're looking for. Now again, this is not the end all be all, this is guidelines. We're gonna start with the goalkeeper. Now we're gonna show you attacking, defending, transition, and set pieces. And these are again a guideline so you as a parent have a better idea of what to look for and what to do. Now let's start with the goalkeeper. In possession, so attacking. Available for back passes. Keeping back line organized, sweeper keeper. This means they need to step out in case of a counterattack. Look to play forward passes and break lines. Be aware of opposition attackers and communicate. Then on the defending side, we have defend your goal at all costs, keeping backline organized, keywords of drop, shift, and step, no shot, no cross, force wide, sweeper keeper, continuing the same pattern, and collect crosses and dominate your goal box. Now let's look at transition. This is when the ball is either regained or lost. Again, sweeper keeper, quickly organize and check weak side, communicate early and often, make sure the middle is closed, and defend your goal at all costs. And then the last piece would be set pieces. Make sure defenders are marking opponents. Nobody should be free, and set wall with appropriate number in relation to the goal. Correct position closer to second post to set up, and indicate to your team to hold an offside line. It's important as a goalkeeper. Again, this is not the end all be all. Now, we have what we also call our game day objectives. This is for ranking. So if you want to get a silver medal, which means you had an okay game or good game, not a great game, this is what you would want to have. Defensive target, clean sheet. Offensive target, 3 line breaking passes. Minimum 3 long passes per game. So this means a bigger ball as well. Communicate constantly, drop, shift, or step. Dominate your box, which means it's your box, it's your goal, control it. Dealing with 2 crosses per game. Save 2 shots per game. Okay, now if you want a gold medal, which means you did a great job, targets are clean sheet, offensive target, 6 line breaking passes, minimum 6 long passes per game, communicate constantly, drop, shift, and step, dominate your box, deal with 5 crosses per game, and save 5 shots per game. Now, I understand that this isn't always perfect because again, it's a guideline, not the end all be all. Just keep that in the back of your mind. And again, this is tailored for U13 and older, but can be modified and adjusted for younger players. Now let's look at center backs, number 4 and number 5. In possession, create depth and space between defenders, so that way you have optimal passing lines. Keep create passing lanes open. Scan for available penetrative passes. Look for diagonal passes, which are longer passes. When a line is broken, step up, which means we get the line up. Dribble to attract first line of pressure on a low block defense, for example, or even if they're pressing. Defending, protect goal at all costs and try to keep a clean sheet. Keep backline organized, which means constant communication. Drop, shift, step.
No shot, no cross, force wide. Win 50-50 balls, do not let opposition 9 turn and shoot. Drop defensive line when opposition looks to play the long. Okay, now let's get to transition. Defend goal at all cost. Quickly organize and check weak side. Communicate, drop, shift, step early and often. Block any and all central passing options. Force opposition into wide areas. Now set pieces. Make sure defenders are marking opponents. So as the two main center backs, you should be making sure that everybody else is marked up and matched up along with the goalkeeper. No one is free. Be in the wall probably if the free kick is close to goal, about 25 yards and in. You probably have to because you're typically the tallest player. Win the header to clear. Now game day objectives for a silver medal. Defensive target, clean sheet. Offensive target, 5 line breaking passes. Now this could be a dribble, by the way. We just put pass to indicate forward thinking. Minimum 3 long passes. Win at least 2 headers, so you're jumping and winning headers. No passes over your head with a direct threat. Win 3 tackles or interceptions. Now for a gold medal, clean sheet again. 10 line breaking actions or passes. Again, could be a dribble. Minimum 8 long passes. Block at least 5 shots. Win at least 5 headers. No passes over your head with a direct threat. So that means you don't want a long ball going over your head. So you have to turn and run, because that is the worst thing for a defender, is having to turn and run. Whereas if you can just backpedal and then win the header, you're good to go. Win 6 tackles or interceptions. Okay. So again, if you haven't yet, please do follow, subscribe to my channels. Now let's get to fullbacks, number 2 and number 3. These are the outside players in the defensive line in a back 4. In possession, stay wide to create width. Overlap and underlap when possible. Look to play inside to a 9 or central midfielders. Look for diagonal passes, which are longer. When a line is broken, step up, which means get the entire defense up. Get crosses into the box. Defending. Protect goal at all costs and try and keep a clean sheet. Keeping backline organized, which is communication. Drop, shift, and step. And you can kind of see there's a recurring theme here. Ball side and goal side of opponents. Win 50-50 balls, block all shots and crosses. Drop defensive line when opposition looks to play long. Transition, defend goal at all costs. Quickly organize and check weak side. Communicate, drop, shift, step early and often. Block any and all central passing options. Force opposition into wide areas. Ball side and goal side of the opposition. Set piece, make sure defenders are marking opponents. Mark up on set pieces unless indicated otherwise. Track your runner when first and second ball. Get line up after clearance. Okay, game day objective for silver. Clean sheet, 6 line breaking passes. Minimum 3 long passes per game, 4 crosses per game. Block at least 4 crosses, so that's when you're defending, you have to block a cross. Win at least 2 headers. No passes over your head with a direct threat. Win 3 tackles or interception. Gold target, clean sheet, 6 line breaking passes, 3 long passes per game, 4 crosses per game. Win at least 2 headers, no long passes over your head with a direct threat, win 3 tackles or interception. Okay, now let's look at the number 6, defensive midfielder. In possession, create offensive overloads in defensive and middle third, half turn body position to play forward faster, drop between center backs or fullback position to release fullbacks, look to play penetrative passes and longer diagonals, look for forward runners from the number 9, number 11, number 7, maybe even the number 10, Identify positions to prevent opposition transition, so awareness is key. Defending, protect goal at all costs and try to keep a clean sheet. Protect back line and stay compact. Drop, shift, and step, which are your key phrases. Ball side and goal side of the opponent, win 50-50 balls. Block all crosses and shots. Drop the defensive line when the opposition look to play long. Transition, defend goal at all costs. Quickly organize and check weak side. Communicate, drop, shift, step early and often. Block any and all central passing options. Force opposition into wide areas. Ball side and goal side of opponents. Set pieces. Make sure defenders are marking opponents. Make sure set pieces, unless indicated otherwise, mark up. Track your runner. Win first, second ball to clear. Get line up after clearance. Now let's look at the silver medal. Clean sheet, 6 line breaking passes. 3, win 3 tackles. Minimum 4 long passes per game. That is a forward pass or a diagonal ball. Win at least 2 headers from like a punt or a long pass from the opponent. Drop between the center backs or fullbacks at least 3 times. Intercept at least 2 opposition passes. Switch point of attack 5 times. That means the ball comes from the right, you switch it to the left. Example. Gold objective. Clean sheet. 6 line breaking passes. Win 6 tackles. Minimum 8 long passes per game. Win at least 4 headers. Drop between center back at least 6 times, and this could be fullbacks as well. Intercept at least 4 opposition passes. Switch point of attack 10 times. Make sure you follow and subscribe. Box to box midfielder, our number 8. In possession, create offensive overloads in all thirds of the field. Half turn body position to play forward faster. Link with other 2 midfielders to break lines. Look to play penetrative faster passes and longer diagonals. Look for forward runners for the 9, 11, and 7. Identify positions to prevent opposition transitions and get into the box for crosses, usually a late runner. Defending, protect goal at all costs and try to keep a clean sheet. You might be seeing a pattern here. Protect back line and stay connected with midfielders. Drop, shift, step, key phrases. Ball side and goal side of opposition. Win 50-50 balls. Pull in your wingers, 7-11, to protect the central midfield area. Look to intercept passes into opposition midfielders, like when the defensive line is looking to play inside, you block those and intercept. Transition, defend goal at all cost. Quickly organize and check weak side. Communicate, drop, shift, step early and often. Block any and all central passing options. Force opposition into wide areas. Ball side and goal side of opposition. Counter pressure. Counter pressure, interesting. That means quickly react when the ball is lost. Set pieces, make sure your defenders are marking up opponents. Mark up on set pieces unless indicated otherwise. Track your runner, win the first and second ball. Get line up after clearance. Silver medal, clean sheet, 1 goal opportunity. Now a goal opportunity means goal or assist, or it could be a pre-assist, which means the pass before the final ball that created the assist. Minimum 5 line breaking dribbles or passes, which is forward. Win 3 tackles or interceptions. Minimum 3 long passes or through passes per game. This means you're breaking lines. Win at least 1 header. Switch point of attack 5 times. Take at least 1 shot. Get in the box for crosses. Make 2 runs behind opposition defenders, usually in the half spaces, which is between the opposing center back and the opposing fullback. Goal objective. Clean sheet. 3 goal opportunities. Minimum 5 line breaking dribbles or passes. Minimum 3 tackles and interceptions. 3 long passes or through passes per game. Win at least 1 header. Switch point of attack 5 times. Get at least 1 shot. Get into the box for crosses. And make 2 runs behind opposition defenders' half space. It could be anywhere. We use half space as a signified area. Number 10. In possession. Create offensive overloads at all thirds of the field. Half turn body position to play forward faster. Find spaces between opposition midfield and defensive lines. Look to play penetrative passes and through balls. Look for forward runners from the 9, 10, the 9, 11, 7, maybe the 8. Identify positions to prevent opposition transitions. Get into the box for crosses. Defending, protect goal at all costs and try to keep a clean sheet. Protect back line and stay connected with midfielders. Drop, shift, step, key phrases. Ball side, goal side of the opponents. Win 50-50 balls. Pull in your winger, the number 7 and 11, to protect the midfield area. And look to intercept passes into opposition midfielders. Transition, defend goal at all cost. Communicate, drop, shift, step early and often. Block any and all central passing options. Force opposition into wide areas. Ball side and goal side of opponents. Counter pressure. Set pieces, make sure defenders are marking opponents. Mark up on set pieces unless indicated otherwise. Track your runner, win the first and second ball to clear and get line up after clearance. Now let's look at the game day objectives. Silver medal, clean sheet. 2 goal opportunities. Minimum 6 line breaking dribbles or passes. Win 2 tackles or interceptions. Minimum 5 long passes or through passes per game. Win at least 1 header. Switch point of attack 7 times. Get at least 3 shots and get into the box for crosses. Now let's look at the gold medal. Clean sheet. 5 goal opportunities. This means very good performance. Minimum 12 line breaking dribbles and passes. Minimum 3 tackles or interceptions. Minimum 10 long passes, through passes per game. Win at least 2 headers. Switch point of attack 14 times. Woo! Take at least 4 shots and get into the box for crosses. For a number 10, this is hard. But this means you're going to be a top player if you can do this kind of stuff. Now let's move on to wingers 7 and 11. In possession, attack your opposition fullback 1v1. Get crosses into the box. Cut inside and combine with teammates or shot at goal. Stay by the line to pull defenders away. Get into the box for shots. Encourage overlaps or underlaps from teammates. Rotate with front 3, 9, 11, or 7 to create confusion amongst the defenders. Diagonal runs behind the defenders. Defending, read the pressing cues, mistakes, bad pass, play to sideline. There's more, but those are some general ones for you. Aggressive when pressing, ball side and goal side of opponents, win 50-50 balls. Encourage teammates to go with you. Win not to press, drop into a 4-5-1 shape or whatever the defending or whatever your defensive setup is. Foul if you get beat when pressing, because it normally won't be a yellow card. Normally won't. Transitions, counter pressure. Be aggressive, foul if necessary. Communicate with teammates early and often. Play ball out of bounds if necessary. Upon regaining possession, attack goal fast. Set pieces. Make sure defenders are marking opponents. Mark up on set pieces unless indicated otherwise. Track your runner. Win first and second ball to clear. Get line up after clearance and go back if necessary to mark and be in the wall. Objectives. Defensive target, clean sheet. Offensive target, 2 goal and opportunities. Get 4 crosses into the box or top of the box. Win 2 tackles or interceptions. Get into the box at least for 5 crosses. Take at least 3 shots. Get connected with midfield in defensive shape when holding. Win 3 balls when pressing as a team. This does not mean you have to win 3 balls, but when your team is pressing, you're part of that press, your team regains the ball 3 times. And then make 5 runs behind the defensive line. Let's look at the goal targets. Clean sheet. 4 goal opportunities. Get 6 crosses into the box or top of the box. These could be cutbacks as well. Win 3 tackles or interceptions. Get into the box for at least 8 crosses. Take at least 5 shots. Connect with mids in defensive shape when holding. Win 5 balls when pressing as a team. And make sure you block the middle, please. Make 8 runs behind defensive lines. Now let's look at the center forward, our last one here, the number 9. In possession, make runs behind the opposition defenders. Play as a target man and link up with midfielders. Get into the box for crosses and attack the ball. When the moment comes, play 1v1. Take shots, rotate with wingers, and run into channels vacated by number 2 and number 3 of the opponent. Drop deep if necessary to create an overload centrally. Defending, read the pressing cues, mistake, bad pass, and passing to a sideline. Aggressive when pressing, ball side and goal side of the opponents. Win 50-50 balls. Encourage teammates to go with you when pressing, so you could yell, press! And you're telling your team, hey, we are going. When not pressing, drop into a 4-5-1 shape or whatever your team plays. Hold your position. Foul if you get beat when pressing. Cut passing lanes by pressing from opposition center back to center back. That just means you would stop one center back from being play the other by blocking that passing lane. Transition, counter press. Be aggressive, foul if necessary. Communicate with teammates early and often. Play ball out of bounds if necessary. Upon regaining possession, attack goal fast. Set pieces. Make sure defenders are marking opponents. Mark up on set pieces unless indicated otherwise. Track your runner. Win the first and second ball to clear. Get line up after clearance. Get back if necessary and mark beaten wall. Game day objective for a silver medal. Clean sheet. 2 goal involvements. Make 6 runs behind the defensive opposition line. Win 2 tackles and interceptions. Get into the box for at least 5 crosses. Take at least 3 shots, connect with mids in defensive shape when holding, and win 3 balls when pressing as a team. The gold medal, here we go. Clean sheet, 2 goal involvements. Make 10 runs behind opposition defensive line. Win 3 tackles or interceptions. Get into the box at least 10 times. Take at least 5 shots, connected with mids in defending shape when holding. Win 5 balls when pressing as a team. And again, that doesn't have to be you, but that is team-based. Okay, and that is the idea behind the roles and positions framework. Here it is. I hope this makes sense. It's the blueprint. This is an overview for U13 and older. This could be modified as well for younger age groups, but this is targets for you as a parent to know an outline, a guideline, a framework of what your child should be doing based on their position, and we gave you all of them. So hopefully that helps.
Hey guys, I absolutely love that you're checking out and listening to the podcast, and I only have one ask quickly, and that would be, if you could please share this podcast with somebody else that you maybe know that is going through the system or struggling to navigate it from the youth soccer perspective. And that would mean the absolute world to me because, as you know, I don't sell anything through the podcast and I don't have any sponsorships. And the more people that I can help, that is my overall objective. So I would absolutely love if you could share this with somebody. Take the 5 seconds to do so by sending it through social media or WhatsApp, or whatever way that you like to share content, and I will make sure that I continue to deliver valuable and insightful content for you.